Tony Conley Morning Show presents Meet the Experts, sponsored by Sparrow Sports Medicine and Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. Let's talk with Adam Stripko. He is a certified athletic trainer. Adam, how are you this morning?
Doing good. How are we doing this morning?
Well, I'm probably going to need to see you after tomorrow because I plan to put a herding on the turkey tomorrow.
Nice.
Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about getting back into action, getting back on the field after injury. I see this some with my two boys who have recuperated from cracked this, broken that, sprained that, but I know a lot of folks are trying to get back into action after some injuries. Let's talk about that. How does a traumatic injury affect the athlete's long-term ability? So if I break something, what's that going to do to me in the long term?
Well, in the long term, you're going to have a long recovery back from any sort of traumatic injury. You know, usually that body part's going to have to be at rest for an extended period of time, and it's going to lose all that conditioning. And with that, you know, the rest of your body is able to stay in condition or stay somewhat moving, but then that, you know, body part hasn't been used. And in the long term, it's going to take a while for that to get back to 100%.
Now, when talking about the long-term abilities, what about how long does it take to get back into sports? Because obviously you're going to have to get back into shape and get the bone or the muscle or wherever the injury occurred used to participating. How long should it be before an athlete returns to sports?
Well, it depends on the type of traumatic injury. Kids with that tear their ACL, they look at about around 6 months and they're back to a decent level of playing. You know, they say that NFL ACL candidates usually take about 2 years to get back to their full 100% strength after an ACL injury. But anywhere between 6 months to a year is pretty typical for anything surgical to be 100% back at competitive speed and strength.
Well, you look at Detroit Lions running back Kevin Smith, who blew his ACL, and he's back after 6 months. Now, he was cut by the team. They weren't sure what was going to happen with him, but after that game against Carolina, you know, he proved that it didn't take him long to get back into game-playing shape, or at least being able to contribute. And then you look at Javid Best, who's had lingering effects from a concussion. So I guess from athlete to athlete, it just takes different levels of getting back to your previous level of participation.
That's correct. And you know, you look at Javid Best, and he's got a history of concussions dating back to, you know, college and into high school. You know, and repeat injuries do take longer to get better.
Now, I know what sports conditioning is. What's sports reconditioning?
Sports reconditioning is a term that we use for injured athletes who are coming out of formal physical therapy. Usually if they have to have surgery, they'll have a formal rehabilitation to get them back to normal functioning strength to get them as close to equal as possible. What sports reconditioning is getting that extremity or body part back into condition for playing sports. It also prepares the entire body for returning to sports.
Well, what kind of programs are available for athletes to get prepared to return to participation?
Through Sparrow Hospital at the Michigan Athletic Club, we offer a post-rehabilitation ACL clinic. Now, this is geared towards younger athletes that want to get back onto the field. And it's a 6-week program where we use conditioning and strengthening and plyometrics and work on athletes' balance and core strength. And that runs usually for about 6 weeks, 3 days a week. We spend about an hour and a half with the athlete. We're trying to develop some other programs as we see fit with, you know, kids with shoulder and elbow injuries and just seeing how well they respond to other programs that we'll add in the future.
Now, there are some athletes and parents who don't have access to these programs. What can they do?
The big thing is for athletes is to, you know, get with their athletic trainer at their school, or he'll make sure that the physical therapist or athletic trainer they work with in their formal rehabilitation gives them a home exercise program. Most, you know, clinics and athletic trainers and doctors will highly recommend that they do some sort of conditioning levels beforehand.
All right. Well, for more information, where can folks go?
They can go to the Sparrow website and click on the Athletic Trainers tab. And under the Athletic Trainers tab, there'll be a link for the ACL clinic. If not, talk to your athletic trainer at your school, or those are the two best places to check.
All right, Adam Stripko is a certified athletic trainer, and he's been kind enough to spend time with us this morning. Adam, thanks so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, you too. Enjoy Thanksgiving, and hopefully we won't have to treat that shoulder for some tendonitis after lifting that turkey leg.